K-State Nation, what's going on? Eddie Greer, host of the Pearl Project Podcast. All things K-State sports out there in Manhattan, Kansas. Hope everyone's staying safe. It is storm season. It was a little reminder yesterday. Storm season, tornado season, whatever you want to call it. I don't like tornadoes, but hope everyone's staying safe. Throughout the last, 12 hours or so, I'm recording this on, of course, Good Morning on this Tuesday. Of course I didn't do that on my watch. I have to do that afterwards. May 20th, 2025. Thank you for tuning into this episode here. Men's basketball episode. This was breaking news last night. This came after my short run. K-State basketball. We're going to get right into it right now. Lands another JUCO player to the 2025 roster this year, this upcoming fall. Let's just say that. Stephen Osai from Casper College now becomes the 10th known player on this roster for the upcoming season. Stephen Osai. So K-State, Jerome Tang and the staff, we've come on here and we've announced, and we're going to have to go back at some point to this timeline. We got all summer long, Lord willing, as long as we can survive tornado season. But anyways, Stephen Osai now, 10th player. And this, again, for what feels like the third consecutive year, we're going to see a new roster for K-State men's basketball. How many times do we have to say it on here? But again, we have some new listeners on here. So again, K-State rebuilding that men's basketball roster. Also, looks like somebody else got up in here as well that we have not said. Tyreek Smith looks like he's seeking a extra year of eligibility. I'm getting this off of On Three like we usually do for these updates from K-State men's basketball there. Well, actually, this is a good reminder, actually, because thank you to the current online on Three. We're getting this off of Stephen Osai. Let's remind people right now. Let's refresh people's minds, right? All right, so before this, the Stephen Osai get Tyreek Smith apparently was on the K-State roster looking for the extra eligibility. We'll keep an eye on that. And, of course, we'll get updates from, of course, closer sources like a Derek Young, who's on the Three Mob podcast, John Kurtz and Cole Manbeck, almost said the other word. Nate Johnson, obviously, we talked about him a little bit. Andre Kostic from Serbian. You have Kamara McGriff. Abdi Bashir, we also talked about him on the podcast. Xavier Wilson, we have not talked about Xavier Wilson on here. So that's kind of a refresher there. And Xavier Wilson from Columbia, Missouri. Bashir, Monmouth, UNC Wilmington, Kamara McGriff. We are talking about Kostic, we know that. And Nate Johnson, Tyreek Smith. That was a name that I haven't heard before reading over this article before hopping on this podcast. And of course, your latest skit last night was Stephen Osai, Casper College, on the roster for later on this fall for K-State men's basketball. This is the Pearl Project Podcast, all things K-State sports. Look at that. Look at that outside of EG3 confines, folks. Surviving storms, whatever you want to call it. Last night and early this morning, and now I see clouds moving. You guys are not gonna see the clouds, but I see clouds, and we're in sunrise mode here in Kansas City, Missouri. Also, let's just keep this of note as well. Taj Manning returning to this roster. Taj Manning been here since Bruce Weber. So how long has been? I have no idea, but I think it goes back to Taj Manning's freshman year when Bruce Weber was still here at leading the charge at K-State. Moby Iyorora and of course David Castillo. Castillo made it immediately known that he was coming back to K-State after the Big 12 tournament loss against Baylor. Look, I have clamored this the entire time. And maybe if you're new to the podcast, if you're not, you've been following this podcast for a little bit, I've been in the room, and look, Jerome Tang needs to be criticized. Look, did not play these young, his first recruiting class, right? Diddy Ames, was it RJ Jones and Buddy Rich, something like that? And we have too many Joneses for the last, 3 years, but I might be getting that. Well, I know CJ Jones hit the transfer portal recently, which I recorded that, never got posted. I got posted, but it don't matter now. But he got, and we talked between myself and Alex Aiden, we talked about it a little bit that, and maybe tomorrow night's episode, we'll come back to it. But you have to play these young guys. You just cannot expect. We're in this new era of, current era, I should say, of college athletics, where everybody should want to transfer because everybody doesn't get their way. Okay, but didn't play these young guys. And what if? There's a lot of what if questions there. What if you play a Diddy Ames? That was a huge loss in itself there. Buddy Rich had his issues on and off the court. RJ Jones. You got plenty of young guys. I mean, how are you gonna build a championship program, or at least a Big 12? Let's just say a Big 12 championship caliber program that you got guys in and out. What's his name from Go Power Cat? Ryan Gilbert called it out on one of the podcasts saying that's not going to fly. And I agree 100%. It's just not going to fly. I know I'm getting way off track from the news last night. Obviously, you know, Stephen Osai, we'll get to it. I think we get to his numbers in just a moment. But it's just the fact that, you know, keep interchanging guys that haven't even played. And this is, we're not going to get too excited on here yet. We still have the rest of the summer and a little bit after October. We're not going to know how this team's going to gel. Compared to last year, a lot of people hopped on the bandwagon. Oh, damn, we got, Coleman Hawkins going to be the savior of this team? And Doug McDaniel? And it turns out they were half. And I'm not trying to put them in, bury these guys, but overall, I don't think anyone want to be at K-State. Be coolly honest, yeah, I mean, the emotions and all that at the end of the season, but clearly Doug McDaniel had other ideas, right? He wasn't all in. So, yeah, I'm not afraid to pull punches. That's just what it is from the fan aspect of me. Way out here in Kansas City, Missouri, right? That's how I see it anyways. But Osai, back to the future, which is the fall of 2025. Stephen Osai made his commitment last night officially to Kansas State, and he is now the 10th player on to the 2025-26 roster in a year. Oh, by the way, where this staff was seen as changing itself, Jerome Tang, I think I'm in a hot seat. This is no question. You cannot miss a tournament 3 years in a row. So again, you're getting another cluster of guys that we don't even know. I mean, yeah, there's the stats, individual stats. All right, they're all right. There's a couple scores and an issue that has plagued this men's basketball team, not putting the ball in the basket, right? But it's just the fact that all these pieces are still kind of separated, right? And again, recording this, May, May 20th? Why did I say the 18th? Did I say the 19th? I don't know, but anyways, yeah, so we gotta play this thing by year and see what happens. Osai, originally from the country of Canada, played the FIBA U17 and U16 teams in 2022. Last year, the newest Wildcat, he averaged just over 11 points a game, 6 rebounds, shooting 63% from the field, and amazingly enough, did not attempt a single 3-pointer there as well. So, woo! So there you go on that, K-State Nation, Stephen Osai. So, onto the roster. So we'll have to see about that. But we'll have to see what happens, obviously. But we still have a ways to go. But obviously, before we know it, we're going to be sitting here talking football and getting ready for the basketball season. Excuse me. There. So we'll see. We'll see what happens moving forward. But that was big news last night coming from K-State men's basketball. There, Stephen Osai put his name in the K-State men's basketball roster for the upcoming fall season. And again, it's just another piece that is separated again. We'll just have to see how all this is going to shake out when we get there to the 2025 K-State men's basketball season, which is going to be a lot of eyes, which is going to be a huge year for Jerome Tang and that staff, because again, you've missed a tournament, what, 2 years in a row now, different rosters and whatnot, and we'll find out. There's good separate pieces there, but when you put them together, we're just going to have to find out and see. Obviously, you still have some holdovers. Taj Manning, Moby Igoroa, David Castillo. Taj Manning been in and out on the floor. I know I'm getting way ahead of myself here, but again, you know what I mean? It goes to not playing these young guys. It just, I go on and on. But anyways, big get again as K-State, the basketball staff led by Jerome Tang, the head coach of the men's K-State men's basketball team, continues to finish out, filling out his roster for the upcoming season. The Pearl Project podcast, all things K-State sports. You can get it where a podcast found free and available daily. Or when I have a chance to record K-State content for some listeners' podcast. Thank you so much for tuning in. iTunes, Spotify, wherever you listen to your podcast. Second of all, because of the severe weather yesterday, me and Alex will record targeting tomorrow night after my run is over and after dinner. Podbean app, Greer 3 Eddie's Podcast, GRIER number 3 EDIDE Prosperous Podcast. And of course, pass the baton. Tell the word about the Pearl Project Podcast to a fellow big K-State fan. That's going to close things out on this men's basketball edition of the Pearl Project Podcast, all things K-State sports. Alex Aiden, San Diego, California. Eddie Greer coming to you from an overcast Kansas City, Missouri. This has been another episode of the Pearl Project Podcast, all things K-State sports.